Welcome to Never Ceasing Podcast. We haven't stopped since we started. So let's keep on going for like 2 years at least. Bare minimum.
Let's keep on going.
Bare minimum.
We haven't stopped since we started. We truly have not.
I don't know why I decided we needed a catchphrase to start every episode, but I did.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Well, I mean, it was a good one. It was a good one. I don't think I would have thought of a better one. Like,
I think we came together as a team, but it's just one of those.
Yeah, just one of those ones where it's just like, yeah, we're doing that. We're using that. We're going with it. We're rolling with punches.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's one of our favorite sayings.
Yeah?
For the podcast, anyway.
Oh. No. one of our favorite sayings. Yeah?
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 Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
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 Yeah. Yeah, 2 years.
2 years.
This is
that's more than one.
Right. It's a good point. That's what I say. It's a really good point, actually. Yeah.
So in the year apparently 2020, we started. Well, it's 2 years.
22. Because if it was
I meant 22, yeah, but 22. My brain was like, no.
That was shortly after COVID, I think.
COVID still exists. It's just...
Right. But like, okay, shortly after the shutdown. Shortly after it stopped being like, oh my God, you have COVID. Like,
I still feel like it was like the entire year of 21 still.
Right.
So yeah, 22.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me ask you something. Did you think we would be still sitting here doing this 2 years later?
I had no idea.
Okay. And I didn't either. I was just curious if it could
have lasted 1 month and I would have been fine with it.
Right.
But that's also the way I live. So, I mean, I probably wouldn't have been fine with it because I've been like one of those like, what could have we done if we kept going with the podcast?
What have we talked about?
Yeah.
I got these two videos, okay?
Oh, no.
I was trying, and I didn't really try. I'll be honest.
He tried.
I thought about trying.
He tried. He failed. We laughed. We cried. It moved me, Bob.
So, I was gonna do, like, a bunch of videos from all... Well, not a bunch of videos, but at least a video from almost every single podcast.
That's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah. I thought about it, and that's as far as it went.
Yeah, he asked me, he's like, would you do that if we did it, like, take half of them? And I said straight up, I'm like, that's a lot of work and commitment that I honestly don't have time for, so no. And then he realized as well how much of a time commitment that was. And so he's like, I'll just look for a couple good ones. So, yeah.
This is probably one of my... personal favorite. It's one of my personal. I'm still looking for it.
It's like I got it saved, guys. And
It's in here. I have it. I promise.
It's right next to
I cross my heart, hope to die. It is in my phone.
Will you stick a cupcake in your eye?
I don't know if you want to play on the podcast though, or if you just want to.
And why not? It's us.
Right.
He can't find it, guys.
There it is. You know what? Ha ha.
Oh, yes. I can't hear it.
It's either.
There it is. Yeah. Start it over.
It's either. Yeah, I have things I'd like to do, but it's not like a bucket list, right? If I die tomorrow, I'll be happy.
I'd like to know he paused it before I got to finish.
Hold on. I want to take that somewhere. I don't want to just like skip over it and say, well, he said it, we'll move on now. I'm like, no, if I die tomorrow, I'll be happy. Who actually says that? I need you to finish the clip.
I don't have the clip.
Oh. That's where I cut it off. If I die tomorrow, I'll be happy.
I was like, well, I probably won't be happy, but.
Probably won't be happy, but I mean, hey.
I'll be satisfied. Satisfied.
Right. But you didn't say that.
That still
you said
stands.
If you die tomorrow, I'll
well,
be happy.
I fixed it. I said, hold on a minute.
That's not the point. You said if you died tomorrow, you'll be happy, which automatically put me in concern mode.
not when you're doing the cast, but like afterward.
Right. I'm like, Tim, are you all right? Like, do you need to see some medical help?
I still stand by that statement. I will be content if I die tomorrow.
That's not the word you use. So it's either happy or nothing. If you die tomorrow, will you be happy?
Sure.
Sure. He said sure. All right. You heard it here first, folks.
Confirmed hit put on.
This year.
The people around me will not be happy.
No.
This is a lot of people, though,
right,
are going to be sad. Which is fair.
It is. That's anybody. That's anybody. Not, we think to ourselves sometimes that we don't have value. But that's not true. It's not. There's a lot of people that care about you. And if you were to die tomorrow, nobody would be happy. But anyway, let's move on to something else. I want to really recognize the people that came onto the podcast this year.
Oh, there's a lot.
Just for a second, you know, there is one, so Joel, Jake, Natalie, four?
You said them away from the microphone.
I know, I wasn't trying, I was trying to figure out before I...
Well, you just name them and then you're fine. Yeah.
Jake, my brother.
Yeah.
Joel, your brother.
My brother.
Michael
Hornberger. Well, that's this year. That's, well, I guess doing a full year.
And Natalie. I think that's it.
I feel like there is one more.
AJ.
Andrew Jackson.
I personally want to thank everybody for coming on to our podcast. You know, it's a day. It's 45 minutes. Like, but I
would say it's a full hour commitment,
right? Minimum. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I some people may look at it like it's 45 minutes. Like, what are they going to be doing for the 45 minutes that they're on your podcast? they could have been doing anything else. So I just want to thank them for coming on to our podcast and enlightening you on what they think on our topics. And a lot of them did good, and then others, well, me, yeah. I did horrible.
Our guest Nathan is still here.
Still here.
What was I gonna say? At like benefit events and like charity events and things like that, they always thank you for your time, right. And I'm like, was my time that important that I couldn't? But like, there's so many other things that are a waste of time.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it is important. Like, value to other people.
I would agree that it's a nice thing to say thank you for people who need to say thank you for a lot of things, but they want to keep adding on. But like, if I go to church and they're like, "Hey, thanks for coming out," I'm like, "This is like the least I could do."
This is pretty much the least I can do. No, like,
there's
a
scale.
But just like in those scenarios, not like, you know, every day, like, "Thank you for waking up this morning." Well, I didn't do anything. It was God. You know, we're not talking about that.
That's fair.
But just like, I just wanted to take a moment and like thank them because.
Well, I'm not saying against them. I'm just saying like in general.
Right. Right.
Them, sure, but also all of them are our buds, so they would do anything.
Right. So it was a fun year.
Do you want to play the second clip that you had or mention?
That one's a longer one. It's like 2.5 minutes. I don't know if you want me to play that or not.
Well, do you want to? You can summarize, can you?
Yeah. I mean, probably not, actually.
Well, if it's just, yeah, sure, it's a moment.
I like this one. This one might just be a me thing, but they were both you, and of course, like, if you were to go back,
here's the thing, is that still doing lightsaber stuff, okay, me and AJ, when we watch like we watch video to do things, he always watches a villain, I watch the hero.
Right.
And then, like, if we ever mentioned the other person's character, we're very confused. He's like, in this moment where he kicked, and he's like, oh, you're talking about the other guy, my guy. It's like, so, and it's the same thing, is that, like, you're focused on me, and I would be focused on you.
Right.
Because I'm like, oh, I said it. I know what I'm going to say.
Right.
So it's like, oh, I'm looking at you. And so you go to the other guy. You're like, oh.
So bear with us. This is a 2.5 minute video, but I agree with that. If you would have listened to the podcast and tried to find some like material,
I probably would have picked you. Or noticed my terrible mistakes in audio and visual or audio quality.
I like this one though. This is it's good.
It'll come back in rolling crumpets. And that's the signal of the end of the world. So get ready for that. Just kidding. I mean, that's what he told us to do. He said, get ready, I'll be back. So don't, I'm not actually kidding. You should get ready. Don't bring up my first point I wrote down, which is Jesus is blank. Jesus is everything like you said, he's different for everyone. You know, there's all sorts of songs and there's all sorts of different things. But with that being said, we serve God. Jesus is the facilitator. He's the reason we have forgiveness of sins. I don't want to unpromote Jesus. But at the same time, I also want to say it's God who we serve. You know, Jesus is a part of God, but it's God who we serve. Because we sing about Jesus, about how he's perfect. And that's right. It's also the Holy Spirit and the Father and then the Son. There's three in one, known as the Godhead in the Bible. Some people call it the Trinity. And that's really what it is that it's God. Because it's not just Jesus performing every single miracle in our entire lives. There's also the Holy Spirit, and it's the Father who sent the miracles to Jesus while he was on earth. Because he could do nothing except through the Father. So it was through Jesus, which sounds really complex.
It's true.
But that's what Jesus is that Jesus is the person who came down and died for our sins. And while he was here, he told us many things. And he always spoke in parables. And it's something I wanted to touch on. Jesus talked in parables so we could understand his infinite knowledge. If you think of a being of infinite knowledge and have them explain to you that, it's very, very difficult. And the best way I can put it is, for me, I work in a machine shop, and if I teach someone how to run a machine, I can't teach them how to run it the way I run it. I have to let them run it themselves and learn the tricks and learn the trade.
So that was it for that one. But it's true.
That was super in-depth. And I'm like, wow, did I just go really in depth? And I'm like, hold on. There's a moment. It's like, hold on, Tim. I was like, nope, wait, you're good. You're good. You're good. You saved it. You covered it.
It was good, though. It was. It's true that we need to be on the right side of God. That's what I got from that, personally. Yeah. You know,
it kind of says something that I was going through last year, which is an exploration of God to Jesus, if that makes sense, because it is what I said. It's like, it's always the songs. It's like Jesus. And it's like, you forget everything else. And it's, yeah. Okay. So I was talking with someone yesterday about the imagery of Christ and things like that, where that is like a huge problem for me, because people are so distracted by the imagery of like the painting of Jesus and like those objects, like a dumb reference, but the Holy Grail. People want the Holy Grail. It's going to heal you. And it's like, if the Holy Grail existed, it's not the Holy Grail that's going to heal you. It's God. And that's how I feel about Jesus. It's like, oh, it's Jesus. It's only Jesus. Jesus paid. Yes. Jesus did, but yeah, just the exploration of that.
It's true.
Through that year. That's what I was exploring. Which is, once again, you're always learning. You're always learning. So
if you're not learning, then
you're losing.
Yeah, you need you need to pay attention to what you're what you should be learning.
There's always something to learn.
Let's see. This year, we learned how to.
We learned a lot.
We learned just like minor things. We learned how to both be able to talk.
Yeah.
And it was together. Towards the end of this year, really. Like, honestly, the last podcast that we did.
Well, we got better. Progressively getting better and worse. Right.
But I think we finally, like, realized we got there. Like, we're here now with the last podcast.
Well, yeah. That's the thing I've said privately to Nathan, is that this is a facilitator for me more than anything else to practice speech.
Right.
Because I'm not someone who's good eloquently.
Right.
And I've been prophesied that, like, your words aren't your own, but they're God's. And I love that.
Oh, yeah.
But it's also still you have to work your own practice up, you know?
Right.
Even in the worst recorded speaker of Moses, you know, I'm sure he practiced. He didn't just be like, God. Oh.
No. Nope.
But. True. Yeah, that's, you know, if we can build up and learn what we want to learn.
Yeah.
And if you're here along with us, you know, learn something along with us.
Right. And I mean, from the beginning of the podcast, we were like, realistically, mm-hmm. as of right now, we don't have very many followers because we haven't branched out far enough. Sometime this year,
yeah.
And I said this last year,
you did,
but sometime this year, I would really love to get YouTube up and running. Whether that means I have to do a lot of research by myself and just figure it out, or if I get somebody to help me, whether that's whoever. I mean, because I think that would, like, be cool to just have people see our face and, like, talk and whatnot. But
mm-hmm.
all that to say this, that we've definitely come a long way from where we started.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just good, because I mean, I feel like almost every podcast, whether we're making people laugh, whether or not we're, you know, making people feel the Holy Spirit, you know, God working through us.
Yeah. It'd be awesome if you learn something and I know that people in my life who listen go like, you know, I'm surprised at what you can say and what you know. And anytime anybody says that, it's like, I don't know a lot.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
And I really do believe that God is, like, in this yeah. room when we're doing our podcast, because absolutely. I don't know what to say sometimes. And I no, just open my mouth and I'm like, well, you know, I'm talking,
but, yeah.
but this isn't me.
it's one of those, it's working up for us.
Right.
Where we're learning how to do just different things. Like, what can we do? What can right. we do to push ourselves?
Right.
You know? And I don't know how, like I said, this is just facilitating one small part of it, but there's so many different things you need to do.
Yeah.
In any sort of setting, any sort of life.
And I'll be honest with you, last year, I feel like we had a set goal. Like, hey, we're going to do this this year. We're going to do this this year. I know we'll probably stick with two every month.
Yeah, well, let's see.
But definitely. Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of not set in stone yet what our plans are, which I like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I like not having to be like, all right, well, this is what we're doing, and if we don't get it done, then we're gonna, you know, whatever. I think it's cool that we can just, like, be like, this is it, this is what we're doing.
Una matata.
Una matata.
What a wonderful phrase. It means no worries for the rest of your days. And if I say any more, Mickey Mouse will kill me. Do you want to go over what we talked about last year? I have in my hand the notes. The notes. Are you prepared?
No.
What about now? Hold on 1 second.
Bless you.
Thank you. What we talked about last year starts in February.
Sorry.
I don't know why we're laughing.
Starts in February. Anyway,
start your February.
Here we go.
I don't know what's happening. Anyway, we started with freedom. And the freedom of being free.
The freedom of being free.
That's a weird sentence to say. But we are now free.
We are.
We once were in bondage, but no more.
It's true.
Next is mercy.
Mercy. Oh boy. That's a loaded one. Freedom is great. Then we move on to mercy. And mercy is just like, it's something that everyone struggles with, except for God. Because, well, he's God. But
that's what your mercy did for me. Yeah, I was going to say, it's mercy is just, like, I did freedom, because you always think of freedom.
Right.
And then you get baptized and you think of mercy.
Right.
It's the mercy of God that made it available. And then the Holy Spirit, which is what comes next in awakening. Who did it in that order? Because we said so.
Right. Right. This is our podcast, so, you know, what we say goes. And that's really weird for us, because that's not usually how it goes for me and Tim and our actual lives.
Huh?
Awakening.
You know, because, Lord, you found me. I'm sorry. I still have what your mercy did for me in my mind. Next is meekness. Meekness is not weakness.
It's not. That was one of my favorite quotes that we made this year.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we made, but that we
as a group
said.
As a group.
Meekness is not weakness. And it's not. It's not. It's okay to be different than other people. At the end of the day, that's what we have to remember, that it is okay to be different than other people. Because if we were all the same, then like we wouldn't get anywhere in life.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's good. Yes. Meekness is not weakness.
But be meek. But be meek in knowledge, but strong in the spirit. Sorry. The next one is Jesus, and it's with a question mark.
I don't see the question mark.
The definition of Jesus.
The definition of Jesus. The savior of the world.
That's true.
I mean, that's pretty much
the savior of the world. All of it. Everyone.
Jesus is everything.
We just got done talking about that. That is true.
What?
Well, it is. We're talking about God and Jesus.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Jesus is everything with God and the Holy Spirit.
There you go. Sort of. We'll go with yes.
We'll go with yes, but
I don't know how 3-in-1 works.
We'll go with yes, but now.
Listen, I'm not an aficionado about 3-in-1 here.
It's true. We did yes. Joy after that one.
Joy of the Lord is my strength. It's true. I'm glad you're thinking of the song too. he just mouthed the entire song. Oh, that's not the one I was thinking of. Oh. I was thinking the one from Rent Collective. And the dark.
No, that one too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's. Yeah.
But that's because that one's in my downloaded phone, and so I hear it much more than the other one.
Right. Right.
Because I don't want to hear a children's song in my playlist while I go for a run.
Right.
Like. That's exactly
turn
right.
That off. I'm saying it's not a good song. I just can't do this right now.
I can't do this anymore. Just throws the phone on the ground.
Turn it off.
Cast it into the fire. And the next one is appreciation.
Yeah.
I kind of like this again, where the back-to-back of joy and appreciation, because a lot of time you get joy from other people, and so you don't necessarily appreciate it, and then you get, oh, let's appreciate this joy, you know, appreciate the love.
I apologize that I'm not talking a lot. It's the beginning of spring, and it was 60-something yesterday, It was 59. Actually, I think it got 70. It got to like 70
yesterday.
Got to 70 the day prior to that, which was Thursday. And then today, it's still warm out.
It is 59.3. Yeah.
And I have allergies. So I'm just like, ugh.
He's crying right now.
No, I'm not. I'm not crying, but like, My voice does not sound like it normally does.
What do you call water that runs down from your face, specifically your eyeballs?
Tears.
And what do you do when you cry?
You
shed a tear.
Right.
So you've been crying.
I'm sure I understand that, but whatever. yeah. So that's why I'm not talking a lot, because I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah, I can hear it in his voice, but I also am with him a lot more than others, so.
Right.
You sound like,
I do, in fact. Yes. So we're going to continue and get through this
We got a little bit to go. We'll finish it off, and we'll probably end it a little early, but not a lot. You're here for 25 right now, so. If you look at your phone and realize that you don't have repeat on. You should press that repeat.
Yeah, button. You should definitely press that repeat.
Well, you know what? Press shuffle. See what comes up.
Because then you don't have to listen to, like, you know, all of them in a row. You can just be like, yeah, let's listen to that one.
Mm-hmm. Or you could just hit loop. I don't know if there's loop. I can tell you. Or
just listen to download it. There's 40. I counted them the other day. There's 40. 40 podcasts that we've done.
Well, you know, we're almost to America's number. 50. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Continuing on. Yeah. We talked about Sin in September.
Sin in September.
I know. I was just like, Sin in September. On Tuesday, Sin in September. Breaking news. But yes, Sin all has the same punishment.
True.
Never forget that. It all has the same punishment.
Yeah. No sin that you do is different from another. They will both be judged equally, whether you murder somebody or whether you tell somebody a lie. And I know that for a fact, people are like, what? Like, I killed somebody. Like, somebody killed somebody and I told a lie today. I'm going to be judged to the, like, same amount of, like,
well, I want you to think, like, a different kind of thought. So when people die, okay,
right,
they go to heaven, right? Yeah. And they get judged, right? Well, I guess they don't go to heaven.
They go to heaven.
You're right. Undefined location get judged.
Yeah.
I will say undefined because I don't remember. It says God will judge them. It doesn't say where. It said with a court and blah, blah, blah. I don't know where it's going to be. It's going to be somewhere. But when you die, right, you just show up there. So death is severe here on earth, and murdering your neighbor and your brother is a sin. I don't consider war murder, but also if you do consider part of war murder, it is not a sin.
True.
So, but that's a different story. But yes, when somebody dies, they just go to heaven. So, like, to me, God would be like, big whoop, he's here now.
True.
But that's like a different thought process. But yes, you still committed to sin if you murdered against your brother.
Right.
Don't murder people.
Right. Don't do that.
Tim, don't murder people.
Don't shove people in holes, Tim. I know that's your favorite saying. Go die in a hole. But don't. Just don't. All right.
You see that
hole?
Jump in it. speaking of hole, the next one is opening. Opening up, specifically. We need to open up. You know, a wise man once said, you can't carry all the burdens yourself. You know, only God can carry the world's burdens.
True.
And I think if you live a life like that and realize that it's good to have other people to help you, but it's also good to have God help you, you know, open up to him. Very, very, very important. Very, very, very important. Opening up. So opening up, very, very, very important. Make sure you're open to people. Make sure you tell them what's going on.
Yeah, well, and I want to add to that, be careful who you're opening up to.
True.
Because
true,
you shouldn't say everything to everyone. That's not a good idea. Very but find your group, and I feel like I said that in opening podcasts. Find your group, you know, mm-hmm. find the people that God has put into your life and open up to them. Because it's crucial for that to happen in order for you to grow. So,
absolutely. Absolutely. Next, we have North.
North.
Find your true North. Find that place that you can go, that you can always rely on.
Yeah. I like that, what you said the other day. Plant a garden in Manhattan. I can't talk. Jeez. Garden in Manhattan.
Yes.
just like, you know, find your true North and wherever that is, you know, if that's in Manhattan, planting a garden, wherever it is, in your local coffee shop and whatever it is, you know, find your true North. And the only way you can do that is through God. Yeah. So just,
I think I like, once again, opening up and then true North.
Yeah.
It's like open up to people, right. But then don't lose those people, but right. Keep going back to them whenever you need them.
Right.
Another good back to back. And then we have defeated.
I think you're missing one.
Am I missing one?
But no, you're not. You're not. You're not.
I'm right and you're wrong.
That
I'm
is correct. Saying
the I'm right, you're wrong song.
Yeah.
I don't know that song. Anyway, defeat. You got defeated by me.
Because you were right and I was wrong.
The enemy has been defeated.
Death can't hold you down.
I'm going to lift my voice in victory. Make your praises loud.
Amen.
It's good stuff. Sorry. Yeah, you start from a place of victory, not a place of defeat.
True.
So fight your battle like the war's already won. Just keep going. It's hard. It's hard.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's easy to look down.
Yep.
But, you know, take the win.
Yeah. It's... And to like kind of go off of what we said in our topic, missing the point. Don't be afraid to fail.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's the exact same thing as defeat. Is mm-hmm. failure is defeat. Don't be afraid to fail, because if you're afraid to fail, you're never going to be able to succeed. Yeah. So just, you know, take that into consideration, that unless you fail, you can't succeed.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like a two-way street. It's not, oh, well, I want this one, so I don't want that one. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go this way. No, I mean, eventually you're going to have to turn around and then keep going. Yep. And just keep going. Yep. And, you know, it's hard, but it's worth it.
It is worth it. Yeah.
Because, you know, defeat is not easy. It's not easy to be defeated, mm-hmm. but death can't hold us down.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We're probably going to end it here. I just want to do a couple quick ones. We have a whole bunch of silly ones. I'm not really going to mention them because they're not really, they're noteworthy, but they're not like, this is the definable part of this episode. So I'm just going to say Jake Special. Very nice. It's nice to have him. Yeah. Thank you again for joining. We talked about camp. We talked about camps. It was a good time.
Talking about Jake still, right?
That's what my note says, and I don't remember anything other than that.
Yeah, Jake was a good one.
I like Jake.
We talked about just like memories, childhood memories, mm-hmm. and just stuff like that. He did good. He did good. And I he was good.
Other audible mentions, AJ.
Yeah.
I don't remember what we talked about.
Being like brothers.
Being like brothers. You're right.
Yeah.
He is still like a brother.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah.
We're going to miss, well, I won't get into that. It's something very, very personal that's happening very, very soon.
Yeah.
And I don't want to talk about that.
We don't.
Not a person. We shouldn't talk about people's lives.
Yeah, I want to let you guys know we're not talking about death.
No.
Because it does kind of sound like that. And we're not talking about that.
We both know what we're talking about, but we both don't want to say what it is because it's their personal life.
Right. And that's not for us to talk about.
Right. You know, I have a brother. Do you know that?
Yeah. That's it. That's all I need to know.
Food with him. And Dairy Queen is my favorite restaurant.
So we had it. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I was about to just skip over that. Yeah, he said Dairy Queen. Did you hear that, guys? He said Dairy Queen, but what his favorite thing to get there is freaking bread. And he's like, dude, I gotta get into this bread here. Like, it's toasted and it's got butter on it. I mean, let me tell
what
you.
More can you
it's
want,
the best
man.
Thing that I've ever had.
It's the best thing since buttered bread, brother.
It's the best thing since the original buttered bread.
I don't remember anything else other than that.
That's the only thing I remember, too.
I don't know what you're going to say beforehand, but I had to bring up the topic that you told me you weren't going to let me live down.
No, I mean, you're right. I'm glad you did, because, buttered bread. You know, if you ever see Tim out in public and like, dude, I don't know what he likes. Like, I don't know what I should get. Buttered bread from Dairy Queen. He'll be like, heaven sent.
Sorry, my imagination is going like I get like a girl that doesn't know what to get me, and she's like, I want to get him something, but I don't want to ask him directly. She just comes with like 40 pieces of buttered toast.
Just happy like, Valentine's Day, babe. I got you toast from Dairy Queen. So if you ever had a question whether there's something wrong with Tim or not, the answer is yes.
That's right.
There's something wrong with me too, but the point is we're not talking about me right now. We're talking about Tim and his buttered bread from Dairy Queen.
Sorry, our friendship, we do this all the time. I'm now imagining me in like a green room, like preparing to go out for like a really, really important speech.
Yep.
And they're like getting snacks around and they're like, Tim, we know you love buttered bread. Here you go.
But here's the thing. You're saying buttered bread. No.
It's toast. It is toast.
No, but that's not what I'm trying to get at either. You're just saying buttered bread, but you're not saying where it's from. You have to say where it's from. Buttered bread from Dairy Queen. And
does it have to be from Dairy Queen?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Is it just buttered
bread?
It does. Okay.
It does. It can't just be buttered bread because that's not exciting. But to Tim.
So butter bread with Dairy Queen napkins. Very important. If they're not Dairy Queen napkins, he is going to bite your ear off.
It has to be the Dairy Queen buttered bread. It can't be any other bread.
It's so dumb.
It can't be.
It's so dumb.
I'm going to get off of this being mean to Tim thing for a second. I will agree that their buttered bread is good.
Yes, finally.
I will agree. But
especially
that's
if you
still
get
Tim's favorite restaurant
sauce.
Because
it's
of
great.
Their food.
It's great.
Bite. Okay, let me help everybody in this podcast out, right?
Okay.
The buttered bread is maybe a 4 out of 10. Is it good? I mean, yeah, whatever. But it's not like something like, you know, if Jesus came back today, I'd be like, oh, you know where we were going, Jesus? We're going to go break bread. We're going to go break bread at Dairy Queen. Like, that's not what we're doing. I'm sorry, but that's just not it. That's not happening. And I know how much you want that too. And maybe sometime later after we go get a good course meal, you know, maybe sometime later you'll be like, hey, Jesus, I don't know if you're still hungry or not, but there's bread at Dairy Queen.
Why? Hey, Jesus.
And I know you know everything about me, but I just wanted to mention that, you know, Dairy Queen buttered bread.
No. I need to back up. I need you to back up. Hey, Jesus. I know we just had a full course mirror. Butter bread Dairy Queen. Here we go. This is what you came back for.
I know you came back for your disciples and your people and your church, but
Dairy Queen buttered bread.
Don't think you're kidding anybody until you get that buttered bread from Dairy Queen. Don't think you're kidding nobody. Oh, my.
Oh, no.
Dairy Queen buttered bread. Oh. I swear to God, like, if you walk up to Tim and you're like, hey, got you something, you know? And then you're like, hey, buttered bread, Dairy Queen, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of them. Because that one piece of buttered bread will make his entire life.
No, Tim. We know you just got fighting cancer. You know what we got you? Dairy Queen buttered bread.
Did you at least get me a blizzard? What? No. No. We got you a bunch of buttered bread, though. All right, I'm going to hop off it now. But
hey, yeah. Did you know that we talked with Brother Michael about
worship? Yeah, we did. I really wish we would have known that the setup has to be at the counter at my house. And it has to be, like, set up correctly. Shoot. But anyway, shoot.
Has to be set up correctly. Shoot.
All right. Shoot. But all of that aside, it was still a good podcast.
Yes.
And
yes.
There was enough of it that you heard from all of us. It was just good. That's what we needed in that time. And I want to really thank him for coming on. It was just, it was an honor.
Yeah, we can learn too. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We were there.
Yeah, it was an honor to have him. It was an honor to have everybody on our podcast. Mm-hmm. But, I really appreciate that he was able to join us and take time out of his busy schedule because he's a busy man. He's a busy man. So
a busy man.
I appreciate that for sure.
Busy.
And then last but not least, Natalie.
Oh, I
don't
totally
forget about Natalie.
About
now
totally
I'm gonna
forgot.
Tell you what. I was driving home in the car with her because she didn't have her truck or whatever, so I was taking her home.
Are you talking about last night?
No, I'm talking. Well, I did do that, but I'm talking about the night that we did the podcast. So she was super tired.
Okay.
And that's the reason that she didn't talk a lot.
Oh yeah.
I will say that when she did talk, it was, you know, not a lot, but when she did talk, it was good stuff. Like she was able to like really point out things that we were talking about, but then simplified it for other people. Women are good at that. Natalie's good at that.
I would not say women are good at that. Majority of women are not.
Well,
because men go, so men go cap on bottle, right? But women go cap, push, twist, make sure it comes off, only take one pill, shake it out, and make sure it's right, and then put it back, but put the cap on upside down so you know you did everything correctly. Men just go take the pill and get out.
I said simplifying. Let me rephrase that.
Yeah, the women
they are
do
very
not
good at doing step-by-step instructions.
That's true. That is true.
And so it was good.
Also, I apologize to any women who don't do that. But it's a majority thing. It's a majority thing.
It's also a majority thing to not explain stuff if you're a man.
It's true.
So figure it out. We're not just talking about women here. We're talking about everybody. But just to go back to Natalie, it was good to have her on the podcast. She did good.
I
wish it would have been earlier, and I blame me.
I blame you.
Yeah, I blame me as well. don't worry about it. I blame me too. If it would have been earlier, then I think it would have been better, personally. So
that's okay. You can cry about it.
I will later. Don't get in my personal space.
Like 20 more minutes to go. So, and everyone clicked off the cast. Anyway,
alrighty. Well, now that we're talking about Tim's buttered bread again.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, just the people that you know came on as the.
Everybody.
Yeah. Everybody.
We thank you, the viewer.
Yeah. Yeah. And we thank you for just listening.
Thank you for being a friend.
And I hope, personally, that at the end of the day, whatever it is, whether you laugh, cry, whatever it is. You move me, Bob. Whatever it is, I just hope that God is able to use me and Tim here in a way that helps you out in that day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really appreciate all of our listeners, all of our followers, and everyone that has showed continued support. And I appreciate everybody that has continued to listen. Yeah. And here we go for another strong year. And
We didn't.
We might.
Since.
We started.
Keep.
Going.
Going.
All right. Well, I had Tim pray for the last 2 weeks, and Tim's probably like, whoa, I'm not doing it again. I know. So I'll take care of that. God, I thank you for giving us this podcast. I thank you for giving us the words to say from you. God, I thank you for everything that you've given us, God. I thank you for our listeners, and I thank you for the people that showed up and helped out. Just, you know, really reached out to people. God, I thank you for everything from this year, and I pray that you give us a strong year to come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And we'll see you in 5 seconds when the next video starts.
Oh, yeah.
The podcast starts to play. Because you hit that shuffle button.
Hit that shuffle button.